Yeah, that was my biggest point of contention the last time we did this. It was so hard to get a gauge of what was working and what wasn't because MQTT was kind of behind the scenes delivering messages, even though we thought it wasn't delivering messages. So what I did this time, Tom, and just so you know, Greg, all I did was any note I got, I just updated, flashed, changed the maximum number of hops from 3 to 7, and it turned on ignore MQTT. I did nothing else aside from, you know, naming. And that's, I've had the best results, and I think what we did too, or what we did incorrectly the last time, or we were just trying, so we didn't know better, but we were trying to do all these different channels and keys and all this stuff, and I think it was too convoluted, and there were too many different ways to communicate. So now I just do primary channel, which is how you discover nodes anyway. That's the default, channel 0. So that seems to be where everyone kind of gets anyway. A lot of guys are like buying this crap, turning it on, flashing it, parents are calling, they're running with it. They're not sitting around with different channels. So I think that's a big part of it, too. But yeah, Tom, just as long as you just default, name it, and set your max hop to 7, get a good antenna. That's really all I would do. And then you got the direct message as well, which once you discover a node, you can then send a direct message. And that direct message will hop off of other nodes to get there. So like I said, I was at 34, 35-mile road messaging my base station because there's a couple nodes in that area where I was at that are in better positions than I was bouncing it back to my house. I just run around with a little bit of gas between my house and my car on my backpack, and it's freaking awesome. I 3D printed a case. I love it. Same thing. Sorry, Greg. I just babbled, but there you go, Tom. Over to you.
I have a question about this.